B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The body of missing graduate student Jelani Day has been identified. A JetBlue passenger tried to get into the cockpit on a flight to Puerto Rico. Jeez. And Ludacris has a new series coming to Netflix. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Despite being in prison for a long time, Tiger King Joe Exotic is back. And as you can expect, Carol Baskin is pissed.
Oh, my God.
Romero has your sports.
Red Sox, listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get into the playoffs. You have one job this weekend, and it's basically put on your uniform and get on the field. That's it, and that's all. I'll explain during sports.
But first, so sad. A body we found earlier this month in the Illinois River has been identified as Illinois State University grad student Jelani Day, who was reported missing on August 25th. Day's family said that their first concern was finding Jelani, and now they need to find out what happened to him. Police say the death is very suspicious and are continuing to investigate. A passenger on a JetBlue flight from Boston to Puerto Rico allegedly tried to get into the cockpit and had to be stopped by a flight crew.
Please don't have a last name Torres. Please don't have a last name Torres. Please don't have a last name Torres.
Khalil Eldar was upset about a phone call. Not working, ran towards the cockpit screaming in Spanish, and had to be restrained. There was
sure his last name's not Torres.
There was another struggle when he broke free. This was right before landing, when he has to be shot and killed, and he is facing a number of federal charges. That is frightening.
Yeah, see, Pebbles, the thing you need to understand is my family, I mean, they're always going to Puerto Rico. One. Two is they're they're all wild cards when it comes to certain things, like being on a plane and in restaurants and stuff. And sometimes when I'm out with, you know, certain members of my family, I'm like, okay, I got to be the facilitator here, because at any moment.
Wow, you the facilitator?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm like, all right, something might pop off here for no reason because they think somebody's being, I don't know, discriminating or something like that. So I'm just like, I'll handle it. I'll handle it. Sit down. Sit down. Keep your mouth shut. Look at your phone. I'll be right back.
Damn. And Ludacris has a new show coming out on Netflix. It's an animated series called Karma's World, inspired by his own daughter Karma, and is about a little girl who aspires to be a rapper and is constantly encouraged to do it by her father. Karma's World will be streamed on Netflix starting October 15th. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Oh my God, okay, this is actually really affecting me this morning, as Jason Derulo and his girlfriend of a year and a half, Jenna Frumes, have split just 4 months after having their son. They are the cutest couple
I have
ever.
Never heard you mention them, loving them as a couple until now.
Well, I didn't
even know he had.
I've seen them. They do a bunch of stuff on TikTok.
Yes, they're on TikTok. They do reels. They're all over social media together.
That's why you love them?
I think that they're adorable. I think they're a super cute couple. I just do. And so here's the sketchy part about all of this. So Jason made the announcement on Twitter yesterday saying, Jenna and I have decided to part ways. She's an amazing mother, but we feel being apart at this time will allow us to be the best versions of ourselves and the best parents we can be. Please respect our privacy. Well, the announcement is very suspect because just yesterday, Jenna had posted, and now has deleted, a very heartfelt birthday tribute to Jason, saying, "You make me whole. I am so grateful for the love we share. You make me the happiest girl in the world. I love you so much forever."
Yeah.
And then if you go on either one of their Instagrams, it's like the entire thing is just all tributes to each other and how much they love each other and this and that.
Right.
So something happened between yesterday's post and last night's announcement.
Now, something happened 4 months ago. They had a baby. That puts a strain on the relationship from the beginning.
Absolutely, you're right. Right.
So maybe that message was in the drafts or it was scheduled.
No, it's like when you have a baby, your relationship becomes very bipolar. You literally love the person 1 minute and you can't stand the sight or thought of them the next. That's what it is.
Oh, I hope they work it out. Not surprised at all, but Nicki Minaj's husband's rape victim says that she's been getting death threats from the barbs after telling her story on The Real. Jennifer Huff's attorney, Tyrone Blackburn, posted screenshots of DMs that she's been getting. One saying, hope you die. Others Jeez. Calling her a clout chaser, saying, never go against Nikki. You'll never win.
Oh,
all this,
God.
Of course, nothing new, as Jennifer even said on The Real, that she's had to live her life in fear for years, change her phone number, move, and even quit jobs.
Imagine being that much of a loser that you think the person whose music you like, they can make no mistakes and everything they do
it's
is
so
right.
Ridiculous.
That's so ridiculous. I mean, nobody like that. Besides Tom Brady, nobody's like that.
Right. Uh-huh. Sure. And it is official. Despite serving time for a murder-for-hire plot against his rival, Carol Baskin, it looks like Joe Exotic will be back. Tiger King Season 2 is a go. Now, there's really no details about it. We don't even know if Joe Exotic is going to be involved, but Netflix tweeted yesterday, Tiger King is coming back this year, and Season 2 promises to be as much mayhem and madness as Season 1. Oh. And, of course, Carol Baskin is pissed, saying, I don't know how they can put out a Tiger King 2 when Joe is in jail and I am refusing to be played again. So she wants no part of it, told them to lose her number, so... what is going to be told? I don't know, but I don't know.
It's too bad. Money.
It's too bad you're going to be skipping TV and watching shows in October, Peps, because Tiger King is. I mean, talk about a love story. It's a love story between a man and many other men.
Right.
I am gay. Yeah. I've had two boyfriends most of my life,
and Carol Baskin and her ex-husband, who she might have had. You know, eaten by a tiger.
Yes. I consider that bitch to be one of the biggest terrorists in the exotic animal world right now.
I never saw the first one, so
It should be on Hallmark.
Here's Romero with sports.
The Panthers smoked the Texans in Thursday Night Football last night, 24-9. Red Sox. Okay, Red Sox, please listen to me. Listen to your friend Romero, all right? You literally have one job this weekend. Don't get swept. That is it, and that is all. Just don't lose all three games versus the Yankees, and you'll be good. So they're playing the Yankees this weekend, okay? They hold a two-game lead in the wild card race over the Yankees. If you can just maintain this weekend some sort of lead, you're good. Because after the Yankees, they got the Orioles and the Nationals.
And the Nationals, they both suck.
Both scrub teams, and then it's time for the playoffs. All you need to do, just win one game. Win tonight and then don't even show up on Saturday or Sunday. I don't care. Just win one game. Mm. That's it. Tonight is Nathan Eovaldi against the Yankees. The game time is 7:10. More trash talk out of the Tom Brady camp. Not Tom Brady. The camp towards your New England Patriots and Coach Bill Belichick.
Come on.
Alex Guerrero, Brady's training guy, his guru, said that Bill never evolved as a... Listen to what I'm going to say. He said that Bill Belichick never evolved as a coach and that Tom Brady should have been treated differently. So let me get this right. Allowing him to pretty much call whatever play he wants and throw all game isn't enough? That's not evolving? He literally was like, here, do whatever the hell you want with the offense. That's not evolving? Get out of my face with
all
that
I
nonsense.
Know is this next, 9 days is going to be absolutely excruciating because all this talk is only going to get worse and worse and worse leading up to next Sunday's game.
He took shots at ownership too. I feel like he was just mad that the Patriots didn't kiss his ass and give him like an all-access pass to do whatever he wants.
Well, remember he allegedly had gotten banned at one point from the field. So he's obviously got a grudge against them regardless. So.
Yeah. Patriots take on the Saints Sunday at Gillette at 1 o'clock. The odds makers have the Patriots as 2.5-point favorites. Melissa, give us your lock of the week.
Patriots win.
Patriots win?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's the lock of the week for the team. Pebbles, give us your score.
Okay. Who we play?
The Saints, New Orleans Saints.
With Jameis Winston as a quarterback.
I don't know what that means. He's awful.
Black and gold.
Yep. I know that much.
Yeah,
okay.
They had a pretty bad hurricane recently.
And they have a fire in their stadium, too?
They had a fire in their stadium.
Okay. I'm going
Jambalaya,
to go...
I don't know. What do you? Jambalaya. What else do you want to know? Mardi Gras.
I actually have a good news story coming up about New Orleans. But anyway, I'm going to go with... Wait, because I wrote it down.
Oh, my gosh. I put no thought into this. Hold on. It's in my notes.
Yeah. No, I did. I did think about it. Okay. But I was going back and forth. 21.
Uh-huh.
to 10.
Yes.
Patriots?
I like that score, Pebbles. Okay. I like that.
Thank you very much.
Write that down. 21-10 Patriots. Okay, Tampa, New England. That's going to happen a week from Sunday. If you want tickets, go to hot969boston.com/contest. Or listen, next week we will be giving away tickets on air. That is your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Lawrence Brooks is from Louisiana and is now the oldest living World War II veteran in the United States. He recently celebrated his 112th birthday. He was celebrated with a drive-by party at his home that was hosted by the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. I actually went there before. It's really great. The city also recognized his birthday with an official proclamation. Lawrence was born in 1909, was drafted in 1940, and was a private in the Army's mostly black 91st Engineer Battalion.
Wow. Yo, this dude, if you think about it, he's seen different pandemics in his lifetime, multiple wars in his lifetime.
Unreal. Wow.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.